It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. A company that fabricates stone architectural works has recently become one of the biggest producers of fine art stone sculptures in the world. And it's based in Sun Prairie. Founded in 1989, Quarra Stone Company has worked on projects for the state and national capitals, as well as the Chazen Museum of Art and monuments nationwide. In 2022, the company broke ground on a $19 million, 25-acre campus. And the move to purchase a renowned stone workshop in Italy has placed Quarra Stone as a major global producer of fine art stone sculptures. Jim Durham is president of Quarra Stone Company. He joined us for a look at art, stone, and robots. Jim, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us, Jim, a taste of the kind of projects that Quarra Stone is working on, maybe as we speak?
A wide variety. At the present time, we have a large project for the Veterans Administration, a cemetery out in Tahoma, Washington. And we're doing a lot of granite coping, which is wall cap for cemetery there for the Veterans Administration, and I'm pleased to be doing that. And my father actually is in, both my parents are buried in Arlington Cemetery, and I grew up as kind of a military brat, and pleased to, you know, in some small way give back and, you know, participate in the whole veterans thing. In Italy, we're doing, some super high-end pieces that are, you know, will probably sell for $65 to $70 million each. And, you know, that's not what we sell them for, but that's what they get sold to the end user for. And, that's one piece of white Italian marble that is probably 9 feet by 4 feet by 8.5 feet tall. And, the degree of difficulty is 12 out of 10 on that.
Now, I got to ask, Jim, you're doing art and working with architects from around the country and around the world. How did you come to be in this line of business and you landed up here in Wisconsin doing it?
It was my summer job in college, and I enjoyed it and needed work, and so I moved from Washington, D.C. to Chicago and got a job running a limestone quarry in South Elgin, Illinois. And learned everything about running a limestone quarry, and including explosives and, you know, big end loaders and crushers and Positlon hydraulic cement. And, you know, it's one of the enjoyable things about the business is it's indoors, it's outdoors, it's, all weather, and can be heavy, can be delicate, can be, you know, crude and basic commodity type stonework, or it can be, you know, the most theoretical complex theory that goes into some of these pieces is kind of amazing.
Jim, what got you into wanting to get into the fine art part of stone fabrication?
I was always, impressed with, work of artists like Michelangelo or Bernini, and, sort of the veiled, where a piece might look like a veil over a face, and you would think, boy, that just looks exactly like cloth, and I could touch it. And it should feel like cloth, but it's not. It's marble, and it feels like marble. But I thought that the ability to carve something like that and to really take something that's hard and solid and make it appear like it has a lot of tension in it, or it has you know, it's optically presented in a way that is quite different than you expect. You used to hear, you know, stone carvings of dying art, or, you know, this is a piece of art that no one could do anymore. And I would say, believe me, right now in the world, any kind of art can be made by skilled carvers. And at Cora Stone, we have those skilled carvers, and they do that kind of work every day.
We're talking to Jim Durham, president of Cora Stone Company, based in Sun Prairie. They work with artists and architects and governments and more. Jim, I understand you mentioned you've got, of course, carvers there, human carvers. You also have some robots that do the work. Can you tell us a little bit about the robots that you use on some of these jobs?
So we use very large robots that have a reach in each direction from up 10 feet up, 10 feet down, 10 feet to the left, 10 feet to the right, and they incorporate integrated axes of rotating tables, for example. So the piece that you're working on, one way that you can get an even larger work surface is to just rotate the piece and do the backside, but don't have to reach so far. I think that there isn't a great deal of lay people who understand how robots work. And they're really machines that have varying axes of movement, and they can be quite precise. They work at the direction of a human who writes what's called a tool path for the robot to follow. So in a sense, the human is telling the robot which tool to use, how fast to move it, how much to mill off at any, you know, the feed and speed of cutting. And so robots just do what they're told.
Now, Jim, looking to the future now, just last year you bought Franco Cervietti, I understand one of the most respected sculpture workshop studios in Italy. What are you hoping for the future of that project now, this really world-renowned outfit?
I think the great thing about Franco Cervietti is it does have the best reputation in the world as the top quality of stone carving in the world. You know, we want to contribute to that and to supplement and augment that. There can be a lot of price pressure on sculpture and fine art, and that relates to time. So sometimes, you know, you feel pressure to get the work done maybe too quickly. We need to continue to invest in the training and in the criticism of the work that we do to say, are we doing it at its very highest level? And we try to pay attention to the difference between, say, kind of some modern styles of artwork versus a Baroque style, for example, or a straight classical style. I think it's paying attention to those connections that is part of keeping our work product at a very high level. You know, is to know the difference of the way light hits it. And even to produce a piece of sculpture where you know where it's going to go, and in that location, you know where the light's coming from. And then you can decide to make the surfaces that ordinarily would be, you know, more enhanced with light. Maybe those surfaces are higher honed or more polished.
Jim, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Jim Durham is president of Cora Stone Company, a fabrication company based in Sun Prairie. They produce, among other things, stonework for monuments and architectural designs in Wisconsin and around the world. Here's a way to Wisconsin up your email inbox. Check out the Wisconsin Today Daily Newsletter. I've got it on my email each and every morning. Each weekday, our colleague in the newsroom, newsletter editor Jenny Peek, curates for us the day's top stories from around the state. Incredible audio segments we can check out, feature photos from WPR's photojournalist Angela Major, and you'll find behind-the-scenes conversations with reporters and producers about how we discover, report, and deliver trustworthy news. There are also opportunities to provide feedback and weigh in with polls. You can sign up for that at WPR.org/newsletters. Stay informed and connected with the Wisconsin Today Daily Newsletter in your inbox. Subscribe at WPR.org/newsletters.